Thanks for listening to us on the Jefferson Exchange today. We're always glad when you join us here. And if you'd like to take part in our conversations, you can do that as well. Phone numbers are as follows, 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, it's 541-552-6782. And our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. It takes a good, if not great, idea to get a business started, and there's a lot more that has to follow the idea, things like money and equipment and customers, and it certainly helps to get a bit of guidance from somebody who's been down the road before. That's the kind of help offered to emerging businesses in the Rogue Valley. It comes from the Jefferson Grapevine Emerging Business Mentoring Network. Let's talk about who gets mentored and who are the mentors. We have two guests with us. John Lamey is the Consulting and Regional Director of OEN, the Oregon Entrepreneur Network. John, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Alex Pawlowski is with us as well. He's with SoReady, Southern Oregon Regional Economic Development, Inc. As the, he explained already, this is a long title, Business Lending Emerging Business Initiative Manager. Alex, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
So tell us about the Jefferson Grapevine and how long it's existed.
Jefferson Grapevine's been, I believe this is our seventh year now, and it essentially came together to encourage entrepreneurs to network amongst themselves with those that might be willing to lend them some advice, as well as some private investors who could remain anonymous in the shadows, but engage when they felt it was appropriate for them to act. And usually there's a program of some sort in the beginning that would have a speaker or two. There would be a social aspect to encourage networking. It's all about making referrals and connections. And we've grown up a little since then, but that's really how the idea germinated.
Is there something like a magic figure, a number of people you're trying to make contact with, and I suppose meaningful contact as well? That you need to shake 300 sets of hands to be able to feel like you're actually making some connection to the community?
You know, it can be down to just you and me talking, and I give you somebody's business card, and you go and speak to them. That door opens wide. Having been a banker all my life, it's about who you know. Timing breaks everything else. It doesn't matter. I mean, it does matter how well prepared you are, but it's who you know. And so by coming to these events, you're surrounded by people that are largely intellectual, looking towards the future. There's no hand-wringing and worrying about the economy. These are people who are living in the moment and looking towards the future, and they really do feel encouraged by being in this room of a lot of vibrant people who are trying to make something happen. That's a good place to be.
Sounds something like a business pep rally. Hang on a second, John.
Yep.
I think it's more than that. We all come together, our tag team. These are volunteer professionals who give of their time 4 hours a month for free. These are people that are charging over $300 an hour. They're doing it for the good of the community. And that is the fulfilling, exciting part of what it is we do.
Okay, John Lamey, sorry.
Yeah, just going to throw in also, not only is it high energy and upbeat, exciting people, but if an entrepreneur maybe doesn't have an MBA, you know, and they kind of wonder about some of the technical aspects and they scratch their head and they don't know what to do. Recently, Alex has added a feature to the Grapevine that's, I think, really fantastic. From 3 to 5 in the afternoon before the actual Grapevine itself is some kind of an educational session. Like last month, we had a gal down from Portland that talked about finance. How do you finance? You're trying to start your startup. So how are you going to get some money together? Do you get it from Uncle George? Do you get it from your mom? Do you get it from a banker? Where do you get it? And what kind of interest rates and what kind of returns and all that kind of stuff? Really helpful things. So it's an educational mission as well as networking and in general keeping the ball rolling.
Well, John, tell us a bit more about your agency, the Oregon Entrepreneur Network. And I ask that because Alex's agency, SoReady, has been around for decades now, mm-hmm. attempting to and succeeding in mm-hmm. bringing economic development into Southern Oregon, primarily Jackson and Josephine County. So how long has the Oregon Entrepreneur Network been around, and what's the general focus?
It's out of Portland. So it's a statewide thing, and it's funded through the state legislature. I believe it's been around 17 years. And I'm brand new to this role, and I'm the so-called Southern Oregon Catalyst Manager is my official title. I like that chemistry overtone there. But what we are able to do is have a connection with the Portland gang. So, for example, the gal that spoke at SoReady last month was through the Portland Connection. She's a venture capitalist up there. So that's the basic idea, is to bring the statewide look and basically to work with Alex and to work with Ron Fox and the gang at SoReady to just provide an enhanced program, more contact. We'll be reaching to Roseburg. Roseburg is going to have their own angel investment program in November, so I'm helping them with that. Things like that.
Okay, you hit two of the key phrases here, and I wanted to bring these up with Alex because Alex, you've been with SoReady for a long time now, haven't you?
Nah, four.
4 years. Okay, but SoReady's been around for a long time. Seems like over the last 4 or 5 years, actually, I guess I'm dating this by the time I've been hosting this program full time. It seems like all these new terms have come into the economic development field: catalyst, angel investor, incubator. All these things that I didn't used to hear about. Are these as new as I am perceiving them to be?
They are. Economic development in the past was business retention, recruitment, and expansion. Three legs to the stool. And we realized that the future, you need to give the future a boost, and you need to find the young entrepreneurs who will become the future business. They were largely ignored. We did not have any organization in place or any structure to be able to assist them. The Jefferson Grapevine was a nice little attempt to do that, but besides an event, as I was telling John, it's a daily occurrence that the tag team is available together with the small business development centers. We have two of them. You have OEN, you have Sustainable Valley to some extent, and we all come together to offer essentially free support to an entrepreneur. We're not going to do it for you. We may be a sounding board. We may point you in the right direction. We might put our arm around you and help guide you through some of the basics of finance and marketing, operations, and distribution. There's a million things you could do.
This is the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about the unrelated Jefferson Grapevine Emerging Business Mentoring Network in Oregon. Alex Pulowski is with SoReady. John Lamy is with the Oregon Entrepreneur Network. And you can call in and ask questions and make comments. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. By email, jx@jeffnet.org. So, John, how do you decide who's going to be the mentor for which particular entrepreneur?
Yeah,
how's that pairing made?
Yep. I typically will sit down with the entrepreneur in a coffee shop. So I've been drinking a lot of coffee the past couple of months. and I say, tell me your story. What's your idea? How'd you get it? And then slowly we peel back the onion because oftentimes they're kind of guarded. They don't want their idea out there and have somebody else pounce on it. So we kind of cut through that. And gradually I figure out where the biggest need is. Sometimes I just ask them, what's your biggest need? And they'll tell me. But frequently, and this kind of speaks to the planning thing, they haven't really thought that through. So my job is to parse that, to try to cut through that. And say, you know what, I think the best thing for you would be a marketing person right now, or a finance person, or an accounting person, or whatever it is. And then I make a phone call. We have about 35 people in the region who have raised their hand and said they'd love to help. Make a phone call, and very rarely am I told, yeah, I can't do it right now. Virtually every time they say, I'd love to. So then I ask the entrepreneur to make the phone call to the helper. To do it that way. But that's how it's done. And then I typically will ask them to get back to me and let me know how it's going. And
is there a period of mentorship and how big a time commitment from the mentor within that time?
Yeah.
It's a lifetime, isn't it? A lifetime appointment.
Right. Stay connected all
right. It's like being a pope or something. Right. Commitment that we nominally ask for is about 4 hours a month. So I could see two meetings of about 2 hours each. And then the question is, how long does that go on? It could go on for one meeting. That could be plenty to get the person going. It could be several months. But here's the open-ended part is if the person's a professional, if the tag person's a professional, it might be that they actually get hired by the entrepreneur. But we want to stay away from that big time in the first little while. We want this to be strictly pro bono and not seen as a way of promoting your business. So, but we leave that kind of loosey-goosey. Is that fair, Alex?
That's fair to say. One point that really needs to be made is that the inspiration for the tag team came out of the need to not only identify, but to serve and support young entrepreneurs. With the advent of the Southern Oregon Angel Investment Network, when that program kicked off this is 2013, this was our third year, we were saying, where are the deals? Where's the future? We didn't know how to find them. And that's the honest to goodness truth. Where to find the future entrepreneurs? They were drawn out by the waving of a check for $100,000 to apply, prepare, and present, and then hopefully that they would win the Angel Conference. So we realized that they're kind of rough, young entrepreneurs. So these seasoned people like John and myself, you can tell we weren't just born yesterday, we would come forward and we would volunteer to help guide them, support them, polish them up, dust them off, make their plan a lot more conventional. And so our group, that's the reason we have to have 30 plus people helping here. We have a concept stage that had about 25 entries. We had about launch stage, had about two dozen. You add them all up, that's more than we have. So we would work with them early on before they make application. Those that went on to the next level, we would work with them. And then those that do not win the actual contest, we don't just let them go away. We are there as a safety net. We work with them, mm-hmm. and we guide them as long as they're willing to be guided and coached.
This description, though, of having to beat the bushes to find the entrepreneurs, though, were some of them consciously avoiding the, forgive me, old boy network?
You know, perhaps so, because the old boy network, and having been a banker for 35 years, you would come in with a business plan to a bank. Banks are very hesitant to make a loan to a brand new business that has no past performance upon which to determine if it's doable or not. And so they would be discouraged. They could go to the small business development centers who would help them with a business plan. That takes a lot of work. So it's like going to school sometimes to them. So we're apart from that. We are seasoned business people. And like John said, we'll sit down over a cup of coffee and we'll give you an hour of our time to listen to what you have. We will share our opinion, whether it's accepted or not, is their decision, and then they try to get engaged in the system.
But I think, Jeff, you've raised an interesting point. There's a kind of an aversion or something. There's a hesitation. Maybe it's not one to look dumb. I don't know what it is, but there's a bit of a hesitation on the part of the entrepreneurs to just jump in and come to things and schmooze and realize that, you know, you got to ask the basic questions. You don't just slap together a business plan in a day or two. I mean, sometimes you're told that you can, but the fact is you can't. You got to work up to it. So I don't know. It's important to draw them out.
So how often are the regular meetings of that bring everybody together in Jefferson Grapevine events, presentations, that sort of
Jefferson
thing?
Grapevine events are held on a monthly basis. We go dark for November and December because it's the holidays. But otherwise, we'll meet typically on the third Wednesday of every month. That's tonight. Tonight we have an event called Ready, Fire, Aim. And as you can see, it's not in the proper sequence because it's called planning. We have three completely different individuals. Somebody from EMIT that coaches the coaches. We have an individual who private sector who's also an adjunct professor with the management program here at SOU. And then we have somebody lovingly known as Crazy Pete Newport, who was the CEO of Breedlove Guitars, which are pretty legendary. He sold that, and now he's got Sawyer's Paddles here in the Talent area, I believe. And all interesting characters that bring a ton of experience. And it isn't just about planning to get started. It's about planning in the midst of a game. A lot of people don't even understand how to do it. These three people do know how.
If you wanted to attend these events, is it by invitation or is it open to the public?
It is open to the public, and that's the reason we're here to talking to you today, to help spread the word.
All right, so business coaching, bowling, and Breedlove Guitars, what they have in common, Ready, Fire, Aim, as you said. When and where?
Well, we have this educational component. We call it educational forum that runs from 3 to 5. All of our programs are out at Bigham Knoll in Jacksonville. So it becomes a common place to come to. And that program runs from 3 to 5. That's a $10 cost for all that. And then for $20, because there is a complimentary beverage as well as hors d'oeuvres, we'll be in the same facility, and that will run from 5 to 7:30. 5 to 6 is a social. 6 to 7:30 is the program. And we have a lot of fun. It's we have something called a startup and shout out. You come forward. You have to have a lot of courage, but we invite you out towards the end of it, and you stand up and let everybody know in 3 minutes who you are, what it is you're doing, where you need to go, and how could you help me attain that goal. And people step forward. It's electric when you watch that. It's very exciting to see these people step up.
A lot of support for startups. It's called the Jefferson Grapevine Emerging Business Mentoring Network. Alex Pawlowski is with SoReady. John Lamey is with the Oregon Entrepreneur Network. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Hey, it was a pleasure.
Thank you.
It was
a pleasure.
Vince Day is next. Here's Garrison Keillor.